In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity for you to tune in and hear about all the latest medical advances with an emphasis on natural alternatives. We combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine, the deployment of all the things that can keep you well and address your health concerns. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite calls with questions or comments. Perhaps you have experienced the benefits of some form of natural therapy. We'd like to share that with our audience. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, who experienced a horrific injury to begin the 2023-2024 football season for the Jets. He was the great hope that the Jets would compete in the playoffs, but after the fourth play, he had an injury. And we'll talk a little bit about that and about his potential for recovery with lessons for those of you who don't engage in professional sports. Maybe you're a pickleball player or a tennis player or someone who just likes to hike. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more stories to share with you this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about ultra-processed foods. By the way, just I want to mention that during the broadcast, I'll be watching my phone because I have an app that tells me where one of my training mates this summer, I did a lot of long bike rides with her, is at this very moment competing in an Ironman triathlon. She's out at Jones Beach, which is 25 miles from where I'm sitting in Midtown Manhattan. I'm warm and dry. She's exposed to some inclement weather out there. It's windy, a little drizzly. And for the swim portion of the event, it's a very, very challenging event. It's a 1.2-mile swim, followed by a 55-mile bike ride, and then to cap it off, a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So she's out there, and my app tells me that she's completed the bike leg. Congratulations, Angie. Now you only have to run for 13 miles. So I expect that throughout this program, which lasts 2 hours, she's going to be out there on the course because it takes a while to run 13 miles. And we can apprise you of her progress courtesy of an amazing app, an app that tells you where your buddies and family members are on the course. It's actually a map with a little avatar that shows where they're chugging along on the course and how much progress they're making, how much time it is estimated before they finish. So anticipating a very big celebration as she completes something that she's been training hard for and that I trained with her over the summer. Me, I'm sitting here warm and dry, broadcasting with you, and I'm very happy to be here. 877-726-8255. Okay, ultra-processed foods. Interesting study here, just came out. We talk about ultra-processed foods, sometimes referred to as the SAD diet. SAD stands for the Standard American Diet, which calorically is around half ultra-processed foods. That means foods divorced from their origins that are laced with additives and flavorings and that are highly processed, to which oils, emulsifiers, flavoring agents, various things have been added, and certainly lots of sugar, lots of fat is often added, and so our diets are rife with ultra-processed foods, baked goods, candies, many of the prepared goods that we get in the frozen food aisle. These are the processed foods that we eat. And when it comes to meat, yeah, there's processed meat, you know, luncheon meats, and then there's unprocessed meat, which is your New York strip steak. And then when it comes to carbohydrates, you know, you can bake a potato, but you can also get, you know, deliciously flavored instant mashed potatoes that are hot, ultra processed. So, among the foods that are ultra-processed, many things that are ostensibly healthy, low-fat yogurt, for example, is ultra-processed because they've taken the fat out of it, they've added a lot of sugar, and then maybe some fruit, maybe, if you're lucky, some real fruit, but mostly flavorings, and there you have it. You think you're eating some healthy, it's got an aura of health, but it's ultra-processed. Okay, so according to this study, the paper found that women who ate the highest level of ultra-processed food had a 50% higher risk of developing depression in the future compared with those women that ate the lowest amount. A professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School told Newsweek, quote, "There have been several studies which have supported an important role for diet in influencing the risk of depression. However, there have been scant data about what specific elements of diet may mediate that association. We conducted a comprehensive study which assessed whether ultra-processed foods may influence the risk of developing depression several years later. Big study, 31,712 women, age 42 to 62. They found that foods, including artificial sweeteners, by the way, because, you know, you think, oh, well, I don't eat sugar. I, you know, use NutraSweet or, you know, some of the other alternatives. Artificial sweeteners and artificially sweetened beverages are particularly bad regarding depression risk. So what's going on here? Ultra-processed foods are often bereft of beneficial nutrients. They lack vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds like polyphenols. They may lack essential fatty acids. Instead, they have bad fats like omega-6 highly processed vegetable oils. They are pro-inflammatory. Interesting study was done. It's a very, it's called a twin study. Okay. And twin studies historically have been interesting. In fact, you know, this is a historical side note, a sad side note, that Dr. Mengele, the notorious doctor of the concentration camps at Auschwitz, sought out twins to conduct cruel studies because he wanted to see, you have a control, you know, and then see, subject one twin to something or other, some god-awful thing, and then based on the idea that they're genetically identical, you know, there's no difference. They've got the same genetic predispositions. See what would happen. Well, here's a twin study based on consumption of ultra-processed food. And there's a story here in Newsweek. It's written by one of the participants, a gal named Amy Kingston. The study was done in the UK. They fed one gal a nutritious Mediterranean diet that had virtually no ultra-processed foods. And they fed another one, another of the twins, identical twins, a diet high in ultra-processed foods. She says that during the study, Amy says, my typical breakfast was pancakes with syrup, hash brown and sausage, an instant flavored oatmeal with syrup and honey roasted nuts, or breakfast cereal with a blueberry muffin or a flavored creamy yogurt and a croissant. For lunch, I ate either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with chocolate milk and some chips, a turkey and mayo sandwich with chips and some packaged peaches, a ravioli with cheese and cookie. Dinners was meals like cheeseburger and chips. That's the British word for French fries. Beef with mashed gravy and tinned sweet corn. A meatball sub with cheese and some crackers, a ready-made turkey quesadillas with sour cream, a Diet Coke, and a chocolate bar. There was very limited fresh food and no fruits or vegetables. And you may say, well, that's just a lot of food. Maybe the other person, the other twin just ate less. No, these diets were matched calorie for calorie. So calorically, they were identical. The result was, Amy reports, she says, I felt the increase in hunger early on. Within the first meal or two, I felt a real urge to snack between meals. Changes to my mood took a bit longer, maybe about a week, but then I was noticeably lower in mood. The biggest change I noticed was being hungry all the time. And that suits the food manufacturers perfectly because, eat more, buy more, right? Despite eating more calories than my typical pre-diet, pre-study, I was waking up really hungry in the morning and didn't find my meal satisfying. I felt really tired. I constantly felt I had less energy and found it really hard to concentrate. And then at the end of the study, after just 2 weeks, she found that she'd put on weight and her blood sugar and fat levels had worsened. Meanwhile, her sister's results showed the opposite. She was slimmer and had better blood levels. And her sister didn't really feel hungry. In fact, she didn't really feel the need to eat all the food that was presented to her. She felt full, sometimes didn't even manage to finish her meals. Her mood was also better. So there you have it. The SAD diet indeed is sad. And this is something we really have to focus on if we're going to collar America's health problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is very exciting. My running buddy, Angie, has now completed the 55-mile bike portion of the half Ironman and is now embarking on the 13-mile run. And I can see her progress here because there's an app which tells me exactly where she is. She's about to complete mile one of the 13-mile run. Only 12 miles to go. Go, Angie. And her estimated completion time will be after the end of the show. So while you're relaxing, listen to the show, think of Angie, who is churning away those miles out there in some inclement weather, challenging conditions out there at Jones Beach. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call that number and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I use bergamot for cholesterol along with Ultramel Cardio 360?
Okay, so the question is, can you take bergamot to lower cholesterol? And so this other thing is kind of like a protein supplement. Pretty good thing because it's got a lot of nutrients in it, but not particularly good for cholesterol. And so the question is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And, you know, that's the fundamental question before we say, can I use bergamot to lower my cholesterol? Do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And the answer might lie in an analysis of, you know, what are your problems? Do you have evidence of high cardiovascular risk, or hypertensive, diabetic? Do you have an elevated coronary artery calcium score, which can be ascertained with a CT scan of the coronary arteries? Do you have super high lipids? Do family members die young of heart disease? If not, you know, why do you need to lower cholesterol? I mean, everybody's in a mania about lowering cholesterol, and many people need to lower cholesterol, but not everybody needs to lower cholesterol. Now, the thing about bergamot is actually something that confers the flavor to Earl Grey tea. By the way, I just discovered Earl Grey. He was a prime minister of England during the time when, I guess they export a lot of tea from India. So, you know, they gave the name Earl Grey to the tea. It's kind of got a sweet flavor because of the bergamot. I like it. And bergamot has some benefits. It's anti-inflammatory. It lowers cholesterol a bit. For some people, it seems to have a significant effect. It can lower cholesterol 5, 10%. For others, it doesn't seem to budge cholesterol. But it doesn't just work to lower cholesterol. It's also anti-inflammatory, which is really good for the arteries. It may have blood sugar regulating effects, according to a study I'm looking at here. It's a meta-analysis of a bunch of studies, 31 different studies, that suggest it may have benefits in terms of, you know, other cardiovascular risk factors like inflammation, blood sugar, and even blood pressure. So if you were to take it to lower cholesterol, you would get additional benefits besides the simply cholesterol-lowering effects. And that can be part of a comprehensive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. It's not all about cholesterol, but many other factors. Inflammation, too. A new drug, Ludoco, which is actually a repurposed drug, colchicine, ancient drug, has now been approved for reducing hsCRP, a risk factor showing inflammation as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out PlusCBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll take some of your calls momentarily. But first, because I'm a New Yorker and because I'm a football fan, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the enormously successful quarterback from Green Bay, migrated to New York. A real surprise move to take the helm of the New York Jets. And there was a great deal of hoopla and anticipation as he was about to guide the Jets to playoff contention and potentially a Super Bowl. But incredibly, and I watched the game, I watched this in real time, and it was the ultimate heartbreak, because you start watching the game with great expectations for Aaron Rodgers, and he takes the snap once, twice, three times, and a linebacker comes blitzing through, knocks him over, and he falls awkwardly, and he tries to get up, and he can't get up. He has to sit down on the field. He has to be carted off the field. And oh my goodness, it just flashed before my eyes. The entire season gone in four plays. And as was suspected, a lot of people astutely predicted this just from the visuals on the field. He had, and if your camera hones in on it, and there's some camera views of this, he had a very swollen calf on one side. And what that suggests, when you see that, that suggests that the Achilles tendon, which connects the calf muscles to the calcaneus, which is the heel, had snapped. And it literally rolls up like a window shade. And for those of you who've experienced this, there's nothing like it in terms of injuries, because you can actually hear it. There's an audible snap as your Achilles tendon snaps like a rubber band. It's an elastic tendon that takes a lot of stress, but when it snaps, it rolls up and you get excruciating pain and you can no longer weight bear on that leg. And so he's carted off the field, and a lot of predictions were made. He's 39 years old. This is supposedly his last hurrah. He's going to have to spend the entire season recovering. And so what's the prognosis for Aaron Rodgers? Well, first of all, what are the risk factors for this? I mean, professional athletes get this injury. Kobe Bryant had the injury. Some prominent football players had the injury. Kobe Bryant came back, but he was never quite the same. Kevin Durant of the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets had the injury, and he was out for 18 months, and he came back surprisingly in full form. He was a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39. Age is a factor in terms of recovery. And I looked at the different types of surgical options available for this, because athletes get surgery inevitably, but not everybody needs surgery. It turns out there is a non-surgical option that can kind of work. And one of the reasons why it works is that it enables earlier rehab. At first, you immobilize the foot and the ankle, and then you gradually start weight bearing with a boot. And then you take aggressive physical therapy to promote retention of strength. Because part of this is, you know, it's going to heal, but he's going to lose strength in that leg. He's going to have asymmetry, you know, one leg strong and one leg weak. He'll lose a lot of conditioning that normally occurs just with walking and you can't weight bear for a long time with surgery. The surgical options, they have all kinds of gadgets and apparatuses that enable better sewing together. It's literally sewn together. The Achilles tendon, which is an elastic tendon, is sewn together. And it's very interesting how it's done with kind of a template through which you thread, literally suture, and you kind of needle and thread approach where you knit together the two ends. Sometimes you take a graft from somewhere else on the body to strengthen the bond. And the surgeon who did this, he operates on a lot of athletes. So interestingly, while Aaron Rodgers is recovering at one of his homes, he's got a home in Malibu, reporters staked out the home and they found trucks arriving with equipment. And what was the equipment? It was hyperbaric oxygen equipment, equipment designed to provide high levels of oxygen to tissues. And indeed, that's a good strategy for promoting healing. So he's going to do all kinds of things to get back in the saddle. Very unlikely he's going to make it back this season. This is usually a season ender. But he's still on contract with the Jets. And there's still a possibility at the age of 40, which is an advanced age for a quarterback, that he, well, not for Tom Brady, but he's another story entirely, a phenom. There is a chance, and I predict a significant chance, that he will come back to helm the Jets' 2024-2025 season. And I predict he may make use of growth hormone. Now, growth hormone, illegal for sports. But how are they going to know whether he had growth hormone administered during his recuperative period? Because he's not going to be drug tested during the time that he's on the injured list. So this is an opportunity. Growth hormone has the potential for accelerating the healing of wounds. And maybe, just maybe, they're going to dip into their medical bag of tricks. Hyperbaric oxygen, good nutrition, aggressive physical therapy, maybe a little growth hormone to promote the healing of this wound. Because we're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars are at stake here with the career of this interesting guy. Interesting, too, in the fact that he's a vaccine refusenik. He's also a guy who's experimented with microdosing psychedelic drugs. It was said that when he was trying to decide whether to leave Green Bay to come to New York, he went on a vision quest with ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic drug, to help him sort out whether he was going to make that big change. Interesting guy, and let's see what happens to him. 877-726-8255, our number. With the fall allergy season upon us, that along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair damage to cells caused by environmental pollutants, and decrease allergic reactions. Also, they can reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, great offer. You can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and get the benefits of breathing freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And just a note, NT Factor no longer available on full script. You got to call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com to order it directly. All right, 877-726-8255 our number, and let's take one of our recorded calls.
Oh, hi there. I'm just asking a question about my mum who's got osteoporosis, and unfortunately she's on blood thinners after having a blood clot. So lots of information about collagen now. Is it worth taking collagen to help support the calcium in her bones? Question one. And question two, she's been put on calcium carbonate, which I'm not keen on. So is there better calcium she could be taking?
Okay, so let's last things first. Calcium carbonate is the least absorbable form of calcium. So it's not going to be that helpful for osteoporosis. And that calcium supplements have not been shown to be that helpful for osteoporosis. I know they were very much in vogue in the 80s and 90s. You know, take a lot of Tums, which was calcium carbonate, and you'll fix your bones. Newer studies suggest that calcium, even the better forms of calcium, like calcium citrate, the more bioavailable forms of calcium, are not significantly associated with improvement in bone density. So you need a full complement of nutrients and perhaps medication. I'm not saying, but, you know, I don't know the situation here. Just taking calcium alone, even with vitamin D, may not do the trick. Other things that help, vitamin K. So back to the first part of the question. She's on oral anticoagulants. Now, one of the oral anticoagulants, warfarin or Coumadin, often you're told to be on a diet that has very little vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is a bone strengthener. So when you're on a very low vitamin K diet, that can accelerate osteoporosis. But what about the other medications where there's no contraindication to vitamin K? There are other medications that can be used besides Coumadin. So they actually looked at this, and what they found is that oral anticoagulants, blood thinners, all of them have a negative effect on bone density. They accelerate the loss of bone, interestingly. Even the ones that don't act on vitamin K, like warfarin or Coumadin. So interesting that she's got a risk factor. I mean, she's had a blood clot, so she does need to be in a blood thinner. But she needs special attention to strengthening her bones. And I didn't realize this until I looked it up. But Pradaxa, for example, one of the medications, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are non-Coumadin medications. They, too, have a higher risk for bone loss. And how many people out there have atrial fibrillation or taking these medications? They're at higher risk for bone loss because of those medications. So the take-home message is that anybody prescribed oral anticoagulation therapy better be assessed for their bone mineral density, and measures should be taken to preserve their bone, but not just vitamin D and calcium alone. Those won't do the trick. And you need a very concerted approach, including, you know, let's not discount the importance of weight-bearing exercise for preventing osteoporosis and fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and Magtein. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action with a comment or a question, we're available this hour and next. And when it comes to drinking, we've been through several phases. It's kind of like, you know, the egg debate, the coffee debate. You know, coffee's bad for you. We introduced Sanka as an alternative, and then it turns out that coffee's really not so bad for you. And the same thing with eggs and saturated fat and cholesterol. But when it comes to alcohol, we've been around the block with recommendations for alcohol. I'm old enough to remember when I think it was Morley Safer CBS. I think, way back when in the 1980s, who came up with this idea about the French paradox. Now, this had been well known in science, but he popularized it. And he went to France and sat around at cafes drinking red wine and talking to scientists and popularizing the notion that a little bit of alcohol is heart healthy. And pretty soon you had cardiologists saying to people like, yeah, you can drink a glass or two of red wine, you know, don't go overboard, but it's good for your heart. And according to studies, indubitably, it was good for cardiovascular disease, not good for cardiac arrhythmias, because almost any amount of alcohol increases your risk for atrial fibrillation. And I've seen it. When I worked at the VA hospital, we used to see something. I used to dread being on call on July 4th or on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or New Year's when guys would drink a lot and then they would come in with atrial fibrillation because of what we called holiday heart, the direct effects of alcohol, toxic effects on the heart. But when it comes to atherosclerosis, there were studies that showed that moderate drinking had protective effects. So the heart protective theory was based on the finding that moderate drinkers had better cardiovascular health than both non-drinkers and heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers, no good anyway. But non-drinkers were thought to have less good cardiovascular health. But when they reanalyzed the study, they found that a lot of these people were non-drinkers because they were in ill health. If you're in really crappy health, you might have a lower tolerance for alcohol, or maybe you already were overdoing it with the booze and you gave it up. So you became a non-drinker. Well, your health less good because you undermined it by drinking too much in the past. So as a result, abstainers looked relatively unhealthy and moderate drinkers, many of whom actually had pretty balanced lifestyles. They exercised and ate well, looked pretty good. So these studies were not valid. New studies are suggesting that almost any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So a lot of people are really going cold turkey on alcohol. They don't want any because they think even a drink a week, perish the thought, it's going to have deleterious effects. Research shows that alcohol raises the chance of premature death from a variety of causes, particularly strong relationship to cancer because alcohol breaks down into acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. It damages DNA, and that damage can lead to at least 7 types of cancer. So people are stopping alcohol altogether. Should you abstain? Well, it poses a little dilemma for me because I'm going out tonight with some old friends, and what am I going to order? Am I going to order, you know, club soda, or am I going to have a, you know, wine or maybe a beer? What do I do? Well, here are the statistics on your risk. It turns out, this is based on guidelines established by the Canadian government. Canadian guidelines estimate one additional premature death in 1,000 could be attributed to alcohol for those who have two drinks a week. So two drinks are very moderate intake. So one in 1,000 risk. That risk is less than the risk of dying in a car accident. The risk increases to one in 100 among people who have six drinks per week, but the lifetime risk of dying in a car accident are one in 93. So when it comes to alcohol, let's have a more nuanced approach. Alcohol is a pleasurable activity, often involving socialization and relaxation. And for some people who can handle it and moderate, I maybe drink two times a month these days, but absolute prohibition, I'm not sure it's entirely warranted. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.